He's going to be the head usher at the Super Bowl this Sunday. It's Jesse, our favorite octogenarian. Jesse, sit right down, right there. Yeah, just put the headset on. Yeah, there you go, Jesse.
I don't know if he's ever put on a headset like this before. Yeah.
You just talk right into that microphone.
Okay.
There you go.
Morning. Wow, look at this. Good to see you face to face.
Yeah, we're always talking to you on the phone.
I know it. This is something they really got it set up all nice like out here.
Yeah, they do. Well, are you having fun in L.A. so far?
I am. I'm ushering my 55th Super Bowl.
Wow, all but one.
I've done every one of them except the very first one. And I didn't do that one only because I was serving in World War II. Fighting those Koreans.
That does not match up.
So, but I don't now, although I'm working this game, I don't do the rough and tumble, general admissions, riffraff kind of ushering.
What do you do?
I'm assigned to the famous peoples. And, So this year I'm assigned to a young jazz artist named Snoopy Dogg.
Oh, wow. It's a big halftime show.
I don't know if he's classified as a jazz artist.
I'm responsible for getting him to and from the stage for his Super Bowl halftime pop concert that they do in the middle of the game there. And so got to have to go on to his music bus and get him out there to the stage.
Have you gone to rehearsals, too, or are you just for the game?
I have, and that's the biggest bunch of racket I ever heard in my life.
Doesn't sound like jazz,
does
it?
Jazz music's changed a lot since I was fighting the Koreans in World War II.
I don't know that we fought Korea.
But I understand he's very laid back, so I look forward to working with him. And then last night I did some freelance ushering. Make a little midweek money. I did a comedy event and with Steve Berline and Larry Sinner.
Really? We had a couple of our guys from the station.
Is that right? Yeah.
And Donovan and Mike and Jake were there.
And there were a couple of other ones, Ed Too Tall Jones and I want to say Thurman Munson, but I don't think that's right.
No, Thurman Thomas.
That's who it was, yeah. So I had that last night, but, you know, I'm here today going around Radio Row for the MAH organization to promote prostrate awareness.
Okay.
And everyone, I know that you fellas have several male listeners, and everyone needs to get his prostate checked.
Prostate?
Because prostate cancers kill men at a rate of, it's either 150 or 200 times more than women. And the thing is, it's entirely preventable disease that can be detected early. So I want men to know that it's not intimidating to get it checked at all. In fact, it can be damn near enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
So go to your doctor, maybe pregame the visit with a few drinks, get you a sip of cold beer before you head in, have that doctor dim them lights, and get up on there on that table, and you just reach back and you spread that book apart for him and let him just put a little cinnamon-flavored lube on his finger and just bullseye you right there.
What is okay,
the
you're not
flavor
helping.
Matter.
Yeah, you just moan to them throw pillars as he checks that prostrate for sponginess.
You're saying just really dive in and embrace
dive
it.
Dive into it. It's not worth
it. It is important.
It's not worth dying just to avoid a little pleasure at the doctor's office.
Never really heard it promoted that way, but yes, it is important for men to do that.
I want to thank MAH organization for having me out here.
What is MAH?
Men's Ass Health Organization.
It's not a real organization.
So they have me out here. But I love being out here in La La Land, hoping to catch a glimpse of Clark Gable or Betty White.
Maybe a little late on them, Jesse.
Oh, well, I'll have to look for some younger stars like Bob Saget. I love him on the Full House. He was on the Full House.
No, he recently passed.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're outliving everybody. Yeah.
Dang, I sure am.
Good for you.
Tell you, on that show, that Aunt Becky gave me some of that natural Viagra. You know, when you just kind of look at a girl and you get that Viagra going in your system.
Yeah, well,
I run out of Viagra. I've been sharing my supply with my buddy Norman, who works in sports radio in Dallas.
Yeah, we know him.
We know Norman.
Oh, you
very
do?
Familiar
yeah,
with him.
He imported his wife out here, which he was telling me it was like a felony to get across state lines or something.
No,
I don't understand all that.
I think it is.
Anyway, I just once again go to mensasshealthorganization.org, and
okay.
Once you're there, you click on Super Bowl, and you can print out a free coupon for a game of golf.
Okay. Right. We'll check that out, Jesse.
All right, Jesse.
Have a great time
again.
With Snoop Dogg on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Very
I
good.
I got to get over to FanDuel.